You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift, and we are live from the Publix on Cumberland Parkway, Southeast, I do believe.
Yes.
I am Bo Morgan. They call me Swift Billy. She is Allie Mack, as you hear her confirming that and also ruining my morning by telling me an actor like is passed away. Thank you for that, Miss Allie Mack.
Sorry.
She's also the first lady of Atlanta baseball and the queen of improv. And then he's the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon, and he drinks his coffee black and ice cold. Mr. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson,
Publix.
We have the commissioner in the house on the ones and twos, keeping the audio set correctly and the birds chirping quietly. And back at home, we have Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews with a beautiful wave. No, excuse me, it's a beautiful smile with a creepy wave. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning. How was the drive-in for everyone this morning?
Good, short and sweet.
Yeah, yeah. I wish it was this short every day. And it's still not that short. It's still like 25 minutes for me.
Yeah. It took me 17 minutes to get here on the empty roads coming from Sandy Springs. It was not bad at all, man. So I like, you know, when we have these, you never know. I should probably do better the night before putting in the GPS, but I was like, get up early, you know? I'm like, all right, I need to get in the car. And I look at it, I'm like, wow, this is really, really short drive.
Yeah.
Right here off 285. No back roads or anything to take. It's just right here, man. It's really kind of a cool area, so happy to be here.
The address, if you want to pop on by, is 2451 Cumberland Parkway. It's the Paces Ferry Center location of Publix. The drive, when I put it in my GPS this morning, it was only going to take 15 minutes. And normally I've got about a half-hour drive. So I was like, let me just sit down at the kitchen table and have me a little breakfast.
Cup of coffee.
Work on some notes for the show. So it was extremely convenient this morning. And Boar's Head has already stopped by saying that they're going to be feeding us, as they do every single time we're out here at Publix. And you know, when you have the Boar's Head logo, that the meats and cheeses are going to be divine.
I'm excited.
So come on out. We'll be out here until 9 a.m. this morning. Here are the headlines since we left. Last got to hang out. The Hornets unfortunately spoiled Trae Young's return to the Hawks last night, 133-126. The Texas Longhorns defensive coordinator Pete Kwiatkowski and secondary coach Juwan Akina have been fired. They're being replaced by veteran defensive coordinator Will Muschamp. Missouri quarterback Bo Pribula has informed the Missouri staff that he intends to enter the portal. He is not going to play in the Gator Bowl against Virginia. And the Seahawks lead the NFL after an overtime comeback against the Rams, 38-37. The Seahawks forced an overtime after overcoming a 16-point deficit. Rams were up on 7 points in overtime after Matthew Stafford threw a touchdown to Puka Nacua. But Sam Darnold hit Jackson Smith and Jigba for a touchdown, went for a 2-point conversion for the win. Let's hear from Sam Darnold on that final 2-point conversion.
was a great play. You know, great play design by our coaches. You know, and I just saw on the front side, it was kind of, you know, didn't look great. So I just got backside and knew that my check down was going to be there eventually in Sabi, Eric Saubert. So he did a great job of just kind of finding that soft spot.
Yeah, former Falcon Eric Saubert, who just came back from injury and recently signed an extension with them. This game was weird. The two-point conversion, okay, I'm fine with it if that's the rule, but it was just weird how the whole thing played out. They initially ruled it incomplete, came back. Mevis, the kicker from Missouri, has a chance to put the Rams ahead with like 40 seconds left, doesn't get the job done. It was a weird game. When Stafford throws for almost 500 yards, they still lose. But look, give Seattle credit, and they needed that. They needed to win that game, and they needed to go for two, because if they tied that game, they did not control the division. The Rams would have had the control over the division. So they did what they had to do, and it looks like the team's playing the two best in the NFL right now squared off last night on a rare Thursday night matchup with – I think that's the best Thursday night matchup ever. It's between with the records.
As far as records go,
yeah. As far as records go, absolutely.
It was I saw it on the field. I mean, watching these two – really, these two teams, but mainly I was intrigued by watching LA's offense against Seattle's defense. Seattle's defense has been so good, and we, you know, obviously saw them in person not too long ago here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But watching those two teams face off, as good as Seattle's defense has been all year, and as good as Matthew Stafford has been all year, it was awesome, man. It felt like playoff football, right? It kind of felt like a January playoff round of football, and watching two teams go at it that really have high hopes on the season. And kudos to Sam Darnold in Seattle for being able to put things together down the stretch run. He had a couple of interceptions in the game, but didn't let that sidetrack him. I couldn't help but think about Minnesota's version of Sam Darnold for a second, mm-hmm. you know, down the stretch run last year. And Bo and I talked about that at length last December, where it was like, man, this guy is in two games' time last December kind of threw off everything you thought about him going into free agency, and Minnesota ends up moving on from him. For good reason. They had already invested in J.J. McCarthy, but I just couldn't help but think about that multiple times. But he dug himself out of that hole. He was able to get it done, and you know, loved the way he went about his business last night. Just a gritty win all around.
Do you think when Puka Nacua caught that touchdown in overtime, he was like, all right, we just won this?
Yes. I mean, yes. But the whole game was like that, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
true.
The whole game was like that. I kept watching it, and admittedly, I was like one eye open, you know, mm-hmm. laying down, going, "Okay, I'm gonna watch this until it's out of hand," and then I was like, "Okay, I can go to sleep." No, I can't go to sleep. Yes, I can go to sleep. No, I can't. Oh my God, what's going on? It was crazy.
Two straight Thursday nights that the visiting team has held a 15-plus point. Excuse me, well, it's not really, because I guess last week the home team had the 15-plus point lead, but in the fourth quarter, teams have blown 15-plus point leads. And it's interesting to see it play out that way, especially with the Rams, because, you know, their defense gets a lot of love.
Yeah.
A lot of love, because they are able to get their defensive line is really good. And it didn't work out last night, did it? Even with the pressure they got, it did not work out. So it's interesting the way that happened. To me, it's unacceptable if you're one of the best teams in the league to blow that big of a lead. Home or away, doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
Well, and going back to the Hawks, of course, Trae Young got to make his return last night. Like I said before, it was spoiled by the Hornets, 133-126. That's kind of disappointing.
I think that anybody who didn't watch this game is probably waking up looking at the box score going, oh, man, Trae's back and the defense stunk. I'll be danged. But that just wasn't the way the game actually played out.
Well, yeah, I'm already fielding the tweets that this team sucks with Trae in the lineup.
Yeah,
team hit 50% with Trae back. I'm like, dude, played 20 minutes. If an NBA team hits 50% from three, it's not about the defense.
Yeah, I was going to say, they shot the lights out. And Trae only played 5 minutes. Was it 5 minutes in the second half? I mean, he played sparingly, and it was only 20 minutes. I will say this. His defense was awful to start the game. That is not the story of the defense, though. The defense was at the start of the second quarter when Asa Newell was in, Luke Kennard, the lineup they had at the beginning of the second quarter got absolutely demolished in the time that they were on the floor, which was only like 6 or 7 minutes, I want to say, and they gave up like 30 points. and they were absolutely getting brought down. So as bad as I thought Trey was in his first, let's call it 5 minutes at the top, I think that the defense was even worse without him on the floor throughout the second quarter, and that really was the story of the game, because other than that stretch at the beginning of the second quarter, you won the game. You played a lot better, and you played, you know, you kind of tightened up. But, man, that 30 points or whatever it was they scored at the beginning of the second quarter was just freaking brutal to watch, man. So,
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jalen Johnson was still a top option. The guy essentially was an assist away from, he was one assist away from a triple-double again. And Nikhil Alexander-Walker was phenomenal. I saw this stupid trade that had the Hawks getting Davis and Anthony Davis, and they would be giving up Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and that's why I'm stupid.
That's not,
because
not
to
even
me,
remotely possible.
That is the worst thing this team could do, is give up a guy like him, who has become a leader in a lot of ways. He's the best player off the bench, the best option off the bench. I've been labeled at times a Trae Young hater. So when I say this, there's just give it time. Give him time. He's played. This is the fourth time he's played with this lineup. Give him time to come in and mesh and get his legs back underneath him. He's never been and never will be an elite defender. But we can't just throw our hands up. See, we suck again. As it turns out, we weren't good defensively without him.
Yeah.
They were still giving up 120 points. It felt like a night. They were just finding ways to win games. We've got to relax. Give it time. Give it time to gel. Give him time to get back into playing more than 20 minutes a game and see what we are.
I do like Ace Newell, and really excited about his upside and kind of, you know, how good he's been thus far. I don't think I expected him to be this big of a contributor, you know, this early in the season. But with Porzingis out, they've kind of forced the hand on that. But there was times when I was like, I can't believe Quinn still has him in this game the way things have kind of, you know, turned out. I mean, it felt like one of those things where I was like, is there something I don't know? Is there some kind of backstory where somebody's hurting that, you know, they have to play certain rotations in certain lineups? That was definitely a head scratcher at times. I think the other talking point that I'm getting so far on social media is that if Trae Young's only going to play 20, how big of a deal is it that he's in the starting lineup? You know, with Nikhil Alexander-Walker, he's played so much and he's started games over the last month. He's been really, really good. Like you talked about, step into a leadership role. Could you not have just brought Trey off the bench with the, you know, minutes limitations that he obviously had? I mean, the guy plays 5 minutes in the second half and he's in a jumpsuit. He's like, I ain't going back in. So I don't know. That's interesting to me. And I think there's some people that are basketball fans that think the starting lineups is a huge deal, and others that just don't. I'm kind of one of those that I don't really think the starting lineups a huge deal. But if it could have led to more continuity and you know, letting Trey get in the groove of things, then I guess that's one talking point about it.
Anytime there's a rotation, a heavy rotation, I don't believe in a starting lineup. Just like a defensive line. I don't believe in a start. I don't care who starts the game out there. And we know that's based on personnel matchups. I think you do need Trey out there. He needs to start. He needs to get in kind of a rhythm of coming back. And they need to – this is almost like a preseason-type atmosphere where you've got to work him back in. You have to. And if not, it's never going to work. You can't do this where, well, we'll just throw him in here in these moments that we think fits how we want it to work. That's not how it works.
I'm trying so hard to take both seriously right now. But fortunately, Publix has sent out their mascot. Play-Doh is here to hang out with us today.
I was just trying to remember his name. I was like, what is that mascot's name? Yeah, Play-Doh.
We were actually talking about you before you showed up today,
yeah,
Play-Doh.
There you
we
go,
were wondering
Play-Doh.
If you were going to come by. So
I got to move my orange juice
with
Play-Doh here.
If you are on your way to taking the kids to daycare or you have them in tow, stop by the Publix on Paces Ferry Center so they can meet Play-Doh. Along with us, we're going to be out here until 9 a.m. I do want to give you guys a fair or foul to think about throughout the show before we get to it at 7:40, because I want you to kind of look through things
okay. And
have a moment to think about it. Fair or foul, there will be at least 7 NFL head coaches that lose their jobs this offseason.
Man, okay? You really had to bring the vibes down,
Allie. Well, no. I just want you to have
come
time
on,
to
Allie.
Think about
wow.
that. I'm going to bring the vibes
You're
right back up.
You're supposed to bring them up, okay? You're supposed to bring them up.
There have been some reports and rumors going around, and people are starting to do the math on it. So I wanted you to have ample time to do the same.
Did you say that counts the one or two that's already been fired?
No.
Yeah, that would be right. She said there would be 7 fired this year.
Okay.
This year, yes, this year.
Okay, I got my answer. Are we supposed to give it now?
No, no. 7:40, hang on to it. I want you to be able to do some math on that. Also coming up, the Falcons, of course, take on the Cardinals this weekend. How is this matchup shaping up? We got to talk about that rumor going around about the head coach spot up in Flowery Branch. That's next with the Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix at Paces Ferry Center on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.